Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, we're back Tuesday night. It's 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to leave this music playing just a little bit in the background here. Tonight's program, I call it Hood Rats Taking Over Schools, Teachers Utterly Defenseless. Man, I feel sorry for teachers nowadays. I mean, little elementary school kids, they're okay. I guess they can be handled and they probably don't get too out of hand, although I'm sure a lot of them do. But these older high school kids, well, they're going nuts. They're out of hand. They're taking over the schools. And this program, we're going to talk all about why this is happening, how we're going to be able to turn this around, if we can turn it around. I'm just going to share some ideas and thoughts. You guys are welcome to call in. Hey, anyone listening, you want to call in and share your thoughts? The number is 347-637-1055. That's 347-637-1055. Okay, so you're listening to the Duke Machado Show, and I am Duke Machado. Find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, and follow me on Twitter, at DukeMachado1. Okay, now that we got all that out of the way. You know, I'm sure you've seen the videos, just like I've seen, I see the videos. My Facebook page normally gets covered with these education videos, challenges that we're having in normally inner city schools. Chicago, New York, Houston, Dallas, big cities that L.A., you know, where you've got just tons and tons of poverty and minorities. It is what it is, folks. It is what it is. The schools are out of control. They've lost control. But it's not accidental. It's not a surprise that the schools are out of control. They have given the control to the students. I used to work for a car dealer who would say he would always want to make sure, or his question to me was always, are the inmates running the sanitarium? Are they running the asylum? And it does seem that to be the case in some of our schools, a lot of our schools, unfortunately, too many of our schools. You know, the video normally starts out, it's, you know, the videos I see, maybe there are some other ones, I just haven't seen any videos of white kids attacking teachers. They always seem to be black. So, you know, I'm kind of starting to create a stereotype in my mind of black students who are terrorizing teachers. Now, I can promise you that these teachers, when they signed up, you know, maybe a few of them were interested in truly connecting with these thug students. But most of them, for the most part, had some sort of idea of, you know, giving back, teaching our youth, helping people to advance, to become enlightened, to gain true education and insight, and for them to be a part of that. So it's a noble profession. People, these teachers, they're not police officers. They're not crisis managers. they shouldn't have to be breaking up fights. They shouldn't have to be wondering whether or not they're going to get beat up in the hallway after school from a kid that they gave a failing grade to. But that's their reality. That's how they live nowadays. What can they do about it? Well, there a lot of them are members of the teachers union. Teachers union is, as you know, dominated by the Democrat Party, liberals, progressives. We know that this assault on our children has been going on for decades, and that they've been using our education system to indoctrinate and pass on their message. So, we've talked about this tolerance movement, how tolerance, equality, fairness, are all terms and catchphrases that the socialists use to help stir up class warfare. And, you've got these kids who are practically grown adults, who knows how many times they failed. They're sitting in a classroom. They don't want to be there. They'd rather be slanging on the corner somewhere. They'd rather be rolling with their homies. But someone's telling them they need to go to school. Well, hey, if they're going to go to school, they're going to take advantage of it. They're going to, hook up with some contacts and start slanging on campus. If you don't know what slanging is, it means selling drugs. How many of these kids are packing? How many of these people are intimidating other students? I mean, we already know they're in gangs. And the teachers, they go up to their supervisors, to the principals, and they ask for help. And they say, we can't handle this. The class is out of control. But nothing happens. Kids are not punished. There's no reprimand. And the next day, the same thing happens over and over. Why are these kids running our schools? Why is our education system, why has it been allowed to be dominated by a handful of hood rats intimidating teachers in classrooms, making fools of themselves, trying to get on what's that, world star hip hop, trying to make a video? Everyone's got a cell phone. All these kids, they're all filming something. All trying to catch some glimpse of something. Maybe they get five minutes of fame on the internet. They yell like animals. Nobody ever does anything either. They all know. They all sit around and watch as these abuses take place. Nobody does anything. They're all filming it. Nobody's trying to step in and do the right thing. Tell the guy to sit down. Leave the teacher alone. No. They're all afraid too. So it got me to thinking, rather than just rant about why all these things are taking place. Well, I've got a few ideas. I've got a few ideas. These kids more than likely are raised in broken homes. it's not an excuse, but it's a reality. They don't get any discipline at home. So why would they listen to a teacher when they don't even listen to their parents or grandparents? Why are they going to respect the principal, even their teachers, when they don't respect themselves and they don't respect their parents? All they hear is how their whole lives are unfair, how the white man is trying to take advantage of the black man. This is, I mean, truly under Barack Obama's administration, racism has risen its head again. To me, and I'll just say it, there seems to be an increase. There seems to be an increase in the type of assaults on the teachers. You know, when I was in high school, kind of will date me, but when I was in high school back in the 80s, I mean, there wasn't anyone who would raise a hand to the teacher. I mean, to even consider pushing a teacher was unthinkable. Yeah, you might have had someone pop off, you know, back talk or something, or respond under their breath, or you know, something like that. But nowadays, boys and girls, both thugs, they get up, they stand over by the teacher. They taunt the teacher. They push the teachers. They move the things around on the teacher's desk. They're just begging that teacher to do something, hoping and praying that that teacher will lash out, slap maybe, attempt to slap, scratch, anything that they can get on film, so they can take it to the authorities or to the news media and prove how bad teachers are. You know, because they're all trying to get paid. They're all trying to get paid. You know, lawsuit. School's going to settle. School doesn't want to go through the battle. So they settle with the parents. The parents are probably thugs too. If they're two parents, they're probably that one of them's a thug. So it's a hustle. And so the teachers, they sit there with their hopefully arms crossed. They don't punch these kids, but some of them can't, and some of them are pushed and actually have to defend themselves and actually have to fight students. And where are we as parents? Where are we when it comes to supporting the teachers? We're absent. We're not there. We don't care. It's not our problem. And I really do feel sorry for these teachers. You couldn't pay me enough to go teach at a high school in an urban environment. I would be the teacher that got sued. I would be the one who made a comment that was might be inappropriate, but truthful. So, thinking about discipline, the lack of discipline, Let me go to the U.S. Department of Education website. Let's see what it says about discipline in public schools. And I see where our problems are. When I read this website, I go through it and browse, I can see exactly why we are where we are in our public schools. There was a time, and, you know, guys mainly, girls, some of them did, but mainly the rough ones. But guys, when guys would act up in class, you might get a warning. You might even get your name up on the board. Get a check mark next to your name. You're gonna get written up, and something's bad is going to happen. And if you're a problem and you continue and you're always getting your name written up, or you're always coming in late to class, or whatever the case is, then you're a discipline problem. And that teacher will send you to the principal's office to get straightened up. We had a vice principal, good vice principal, who I promise had a paddle that was 3 feet long. It was a two-handed paddle, let me put it to you that way. And if you were out of line, he would give you an adjustment. But those days are long gone, folks. Those days of straightening and giving people attitude adjustments middle of the school day. I mean, imagine if we had that ability, that thug punk who's now a junior in high school, 6'2", 250, pushing teachers around. When he was in 7th or 8th grade, he might have been spared or saved if he would have been sent to the principal's office and got whooped a few times. You know, continuing on this deal here, I just want to read this to you. It says, teachers and students deserve school environments that are safe, supportive, and conductive to teaching and learning. Now, I just want you to think of all the urban schools as I read this. Creating a supportive school climate and decreasing suspensions and expulsions requires close attention to the social, emotional, and behavioral needs of all students. Administrators, educators, students, parents, and community members can find on this site tools, data, and resources to 1. Increase their awareness of the prevalence, impact, and legal implications of suspension and expulsion. 2. Find basic information and resources on effective alternatives. And 3. Join a national conversation on how to effectively create positive school climates. Some statistics on suspensions. They say, according to the same website here, US or education or ed.gov, suspension impacts everyone. 3.45 million students were suspended out of school. This is civil rights data from 2011 to 2012, civil rights data collection. Of the school districts with children participating in preschool programs, 6% reported suspending out of school at least one preschool child. So we're suspending preschoolers too, apparently. Let's see here. It says suspensions don't work for schools, teachers, or students. Evidence does not show that discipline practices that remove students from instruction, such as suspensions and expulsions, help to improve either student behavior or school climate. So, you know, I have to call BS on that. I really do. They think, and everybody knows this, you're in a class, you've got a person in the class who's disruptive. When that person is removed, everyone who's left cheers. Everyone who's left is excited that that loser is out of the classroom and where he needs to be in suspension. How can the education of everyone else in the class be obstructed by one person because of this philosophy where they think that removing students from instruction is a bad practice? So they say that suspensions have they're associated with negative student outcomes such as lower academic performance. Well, yeah, no joke. When you're not in the classroom, you're going to miss information. That's not the teacher's fault. That's not the fault of the other class members. That is the consequence. This all comes down to consequences or lack of consequences. It's not the teacher's fault that the student is a flake and is acting foolish and gets himself or herself suspended. That's not the teacher's fault. And if their academic performance suffers for that, that's the consequence. It also says higher rates of dropout. Well, another consequence. Decisions and actions have consequences. If you're going to be a fool in class, if you're going to try to act out and you're going to ultimately be suspended, causes you to make a failing grade, you don't get the credits you need, and you realize you're not going to graduate, so you drop out. Those are all a series of consequences for bad decisions. Failures to graduate on time, well, that's what happens. You know, you fall back. Then, again, it doesn't have to do with the teacher as much as it has to do with the student's decisions. Decreased academic engagement, yeah, I bet. And future disciplinary exclusion. Suspensions are associated with future disciplinary exclusion. Okay, and they also give a few effective alternatives. So, you know, those of you teachers who are sitting in class and you're being threatened, or maybe someone is pointing their finger at you and telling you that they'll see you in the parking lot. I guess that's what they're doing. I mean, it's getting pretty bad. I've seen the videos. I watched how the teachers react. But, you know, hey, look, ed.gov here says that there are effective alternatives to suspension. Evidence-based, maybe it's like the same evidence-based data that they have on global warming. You know, they all say evidence-based. So evidence-based, multi-tiered behavioral frameworks such as positive behavioral interventions and supports can help improve overall school climate and safety. Positive behavioral interventions and supports. Like what? Like they're going to take the out-of-control thug, okay? They're going to take the out-of-control thug, and they're going to come in smiling and shrugged shoulders, open hands, possibly. Maybe they'll learn some of these tactics in their alternative to suspension classes that they have to take. So they come in, they're smiling, and they're pleading, please, Mr. Out-of-Control Student. We realize that you're about to hit our teacher, and maybe you've already done that, and maybe our teacher is already bleeding, but hey, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. The sun is still shining. There's a lot of good things to look forward to in the future. Go ahead and create some positive behavioral interventions. Let's make them feel good about themselves. And by doing this, we'll improve overall school climate and safety. Boy, they're really out of touch with reality. But they also say, just in case that wasn't enough from their research, they say that interventions school-wide and individual that use proactive, preventative approaches address the underlying cause or purpose of the behavior and reinforce positive behaviors have been associated with increases in academic engagement, academic achievement, and reductions in suspensions and school dropouts. Well, let me tell you, the only reason that you're going to have a reduction in dropouts, a reduction in or an increase in academic engagement and achievement is because you're not logging things accurately. It's because you're conditioned already. You've been trained. Don't fail anybody. Let's keep them going. I'm not the bad guy. The school's not. It's not the school's problem here. Let's just get this person to the next school. Let's just keep moving these people along. They don't want a lawsuit. They don't want to deal with the real issue here with these kids. Parents. Bad parents. No discipline. No respect. How, I mean, are we going to accept this as the norm in our public schools? Would I subject my employees to customers who were so abrasive, offensive, threatening? Absolutely not. I would tell these people where they could go. You know, we would not need their business. And I'm going to tell you, the school system, unless and until we start to enforce real discipline, not the make-believe discipline that liberals and progressives teach, where you want to make everybody feel good about themselves and hold hands and hug to solve problems. Those tactics are not working. Those are liberal, progressive tactics. We need conservative tactics back. We need to defend our teachers. We need to stand up for them. You know, yeah, the young people today, they are our future. And we want to do all we can for them. But those bad apples, they have to be pulled out. Or, you know what happens, they ruin the rest of them. Folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. My name is Duke Machado. Appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're out of here.